This is KCUR 89.3. Lonnie McFadden is known as a trumpeter and half of the act called the McFadden Brothers. Along with his brother Ronald, his latest CD was recorded live at the Green Lady Lounge. McFadden stopped by the Fish Fry recently to talk to host Chuck Haddix about his father, Smilin' Jimmy McFadden's musical influence and his new recording.
Interesting blend of styles, a lot of kind of soul jazz and a lot of traditional jazz and ballads. This fairly well represents your stage show, I take it.
Yeah, this is basically, it's just who I am. I mean, me and the guys, I just wanted to do something that depicts who I really am, and that I think that they held me up real good.
You know, you are unapologetically Kansas City.
No doubt. No doubt. No matter where I go, even, you know, the bigger places, the great jazz festivals of North Sea and everything that Ronald and I have ever done, we have always been very, very proud of the fact that we're from Kansas City. And I love it. Yes.
Of course, there is that connection, family connection there with your father, yeah. Jimmy McFadden, longtime dancer, entertainer, and MC. You know, you learned your craft from him.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your dad.
He never met a stranger. He was just very outgoing. As an entertainer, he was obviously one of the best of his time, you know, and he was all about Kansas City, one of the four chocolate drops. He was a tap dancer. Everybody around that time played piano. That was interesting to me. The older I got, the more I realized my father, even though he was a tap dancer, and his friend Willie Williams and everybody that came over to the house, it seems like all of them could play the piano. I guess that was like video games are for kids now. Everybody had a piano in their parlor, you know. That's something that stands out about my dad's generation to me.
Well, coming up, you had a string of jazz luminaries coming through your house, too.
I know. That was so cool. I mean, I didn't think of it when it was happening, but it's like we live next door to this bass player named Ike Witt. And I remember at an early age meeting Betty and Milt. They were just friends of my father's and friends of Ike Witt's, and we just got to be like family. And then Count Basie, I remember when I first met Count Basie, my father went up to him and he just grabbed him by the head and said, "Hey, Lee." And then both of them looked at each other and said, "Ugly." I mean, and it cracked me up. You know, I was a kid and I'm like, wow, this is so, these old dudes, I mean, they just had such a cool way of relating to each other. And it was just awesome. It's awesome.
Well, you know, here's a song from that tradition, Moton Swing.
We're going to start our CD session off with the Moton Swing.
And Alani, that was the swinging version of Moton Swing. You put the swing in Moton Swing on that one.
It feels good. I mean, I could not be around better people. Tyree, Andrew, DeAndre, man, they nailed it. They did.
Well, you know, this is a live recording. What made you decide to do it live rather than go in the studio?
To be honest with you, this was John Scott's idea. I wasn't a major part or even a small part of what was going on at Green Lady Lounge, and John and I had gotten to know each other through the years, and he approached me and asked me if I'd like to play at the Green Lounge. I was, yeah, of course I want to play there. He said, well, if you do it, what I'm interested in is you doing things that you want to do. I'm like, okay. He said, no, I really mean it. I've heard you play a couple of things at the Phoenix when you're trying to just do something different, and that's what I want. I want you to play original songs. I want you to do things that you would do if you didn't think it was important to play for the people. Just what would you? I'm like, whoa. And so that's what sparked the whole thing. John Scott just wanted us to be us. So I was all in. I'm like, yeah, where do we sign up? You know, that was the most unique situation I've ever been in. And that's how the recording came out.
This is KCUR 89.3. Lonnie McFadden's CD is called Live at Green Lady Lounge. He spoke with Fish Fry host Chuck Addicks.